Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. This is Simone. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I have two charges to my account, to my bank account, for $59.95, and I have no idea what this is for.
All right, I'll be glad to assist you, but first I need a few things from you. May I have your zip code, please?
77006.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Walter McGraw, M-C-G-R-A-W.
Thank you, Mr. McGraw. For security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
1116 Bank Street, number 2, Houston, Texas, 77006.
Thank you for that. So I do see that on the 5th of March, there was an order placed with a Pure smartwatch and a Pure mini pods, $5.95 a piece, which was shipped and handling for those products. Now, the smartwatch is all-in-one. It helps keep up with your health regimen. It helps keep you alert on your calls and messages. And the AirPods, the mini pods,
Ma'am, this is $59.95.
I do understand what you're saying, but I was just verifying that you did purchase these at $5.95, which was the shipping and handling price for these products.
No, I may have, but not $59.95. It was for $5.95.
That was only shipping and handling for those products. Now, on the 5th of March, when you signed up for this, it did sign up for a free 14-day trial of these products. And if we don't receive a call back by that 14th day saying that you aren't satisfied with the product, then you are to be billed
the
full price for those products.
Ma'am, I just received the product 3 days ago.
I do understand what you're saying. However, it is a 10-plus 4-day shipping. So once it gets to the, once we send it off, you do, it is 4 days from the day that you make that purchase to receive it. Now, if you don't receive within those 4 days, then it is expected that the customer will give us a call and let us know they have not received their product just yet so that we can assist as far as
extending your ma'am,
trial.
Going,
but we have no control.
Ma'am. Well, ma'am, I am going to my bank and having these costs reversed.
Okay, so as far as that, if you do choose to go to your bank, like I said, that is totally up to you. They will credit your account both $59.95. However, we will turn over the IP address that was ordered from the USPS tracking number and the acceptance of our terms and conditions.
Ma'am, I have no problem with the $5.95.
I do understand that.
Ma'am, have you seen them? They're cheap. They're not expensive.
I do see what you're speaking of. However, like I said, I'm only a customer service representative. But as I was stating, if you do choose to go forward with the dispute, they will credit your account. This will turn over the IP address, the USPS tracking number,
I am going ahead with that.
And the terms and conditions.
None of these conditions were spelled out on the questionnaire.
Well, it is in our terms and conditions before entering your card information. But the dispute will be won in our favor. And you risk losing both $59.95 versus me giving you a 35% refund on both of those charges as a courtesy.
This is a scam.
It's not a scam, sir. But the
yes,
terms and conditions are there for our customers to read.
Ma'am, what services am I getting?
Well, you've called a third-party call center that serves over 300 products. I said that I'm only here to help with the account that's before me. But the $59.95 are valid because they are on terms and conditions that you'll be billed this. It is a one-time charge as well. It's nothing reoccurring. But like I said, I can give you a 35% refund on both of those charges and cancel you completely out just so that you'll be sure that you won't be receiving anything else.
Just go ahead and do that. Thank you, ma'am.
All righty. No problem. Give me just a second. I ask that you stay on the line until I complete your account. Alrighty, so you should be receiving two separate emails, the email address that we have on file for you in regards to your 35% refund on both of those, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, so I have your refunds have been officially taken care of or sent out. It normally takes 3 to 5 business days. It only takes 3 to 5 business days to post back to your account. However, depending on your financial institute, there is a possibility that you could see them before then. But 3 to 5 business days is the standard time. Mr. McGraw?
Yes.
Alrighty, I was just making sure that you were still there as I was explaining the time frame for your refunds to post back to your account.
Understood. I just have one question.
Yes, sir.
How do you people sleep at night?